Welcome back to Making Marriage Great, a part of the Bushnell Project. This is John Bushnell. Glad that you're with me again. Wow, another week already, early Monday morning. For me, looking forward to sharing some more on love as we're looking at 1 Corinthians 13 last week. But I want to start answering a few questions and a few comments and also look at love and sex, some other practical things that some men have been wanting me to talk more about. So let me dive right into that. We do put this podcast up every morning, Monday through Friday at 5 a.m., or we try to. And again, just trying to give the worldview, a biblical worldview on marriage and making marriage great. I know so many that are struggling in their marriages, and I just want to speak to my sons, my son-in-laws, and anybody else who is looking to listen. This is for you, right? So here we go. I want to answer a question from Proverbs, I believe it's chapter 10, verse 12, where it says that, let me read it without making too much noise here. I think I'm going to make a bunch of background noise that my editors don't necessarily like. But from Proverbs 10, 12, hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all offenses. Love covers all offenses. This is not what maybe some people think it is. So the question was about what does this mean and how does it go with 1 Corinthians 13? Is this what it is to be patient? Those are some great questions and some great thoughts, great connection. It is partly connected. You'll find in many Bibles where they'll refer back to Proverbs 10:12 about love covering a multitude, or in this case, all offenses, right? So what it doesn't mean is that it sweeps it under the carpet and ignores it. It's not an ignoring thing. It's an action thing where because you love somebody so much that you are going to actually confront, or you're going to help them deal with the sin or to deal with the issue at hand. So how this might play out in a marriage, for instance, could be my wife finds me doing a lot of gaming at night. Now, I didn't get into those games where I can talk with my friends and stuff like that from computer to computer across counties, states, and countries. We didn't really have that technology, or maybe we did. I just wasn't into it. But I did get into Age of Empire. Oh, I love that game. Matter of fact, if somebody got me on a screen right now to play it, I probably would have a hard time pulling away from it. So sometimes my wife would find me late at night playing this game. She would say, oh, that's a really good use of your time. That was her love for me. And that is not a contradiction to love covering it. That was her and me one-on-one. She was confronting me. That's probably not the best use of her time. She was definitely right. Even today with other more modern day games than that, Clash of Clans is one that I've gotten into, and I really spend too much time on that. I need to pull away from it and be more purposeful with that, right? So when we are doing something, we know it's not best for us. It's not best for our marriage. It's not best for who we are or what we're trying to accomplish. Then sometimes someone who really loves us comes along and kind of gives us a kick in the pants, if you will. But where this comes in is that when she is with me with the kids the next day, she's not throwing me under the bus. Oh yeah, your dad's tired because he was up all night playing Age of Empire. No, love covers me. She's got my back. She's going to armor bear for me. She's not a tattletale. It's not about trying to make me regret ever breathing as much as it is saying, hey, I love you enough to tell you that's probably not what's best for us and not best for you. So that's one aspect. With children, it's pretty easy to apply that. But with husband and wife, it can be more difficult. Let's reverse the tables a little bit. What if it's the wife in a sin? The wife is taking care of some business. She decides to write a check. Wasn't paying attention to the banking account. And now you guys have bounced the check. Well, the husband covers that. Because the husband would say, well, honey, no, you're more important to me than this. This is just one little thing and I love you. And it's probably my fault. The husband covers it that way. There's going to be some consequences. Maybe the husband or the wife has to call the bank and see if they can't drop the overdraw payment or whatever penalty. And there's some footwork there. Got to get that that one bill paid, and you got to pay the bank the penalty now. But we don't beat our wife up or beat our husband up because they made a mistake. Love doesn't do that, and we don't want to be a part of that. So that's a great question, and it's a great verse from Proverbs chapter 10, verse 12. So I hope that's helpful to you guys. A good start of the week. And tomorrow, we are going to talk about sex.